Tim. How are you getting on?
Oh, hi, Alice. It's so nice to see you. I'm okay, more or less.
You look so deep in your thoughts. What's up? Maybe I can help you.
Actually, it isn't half a bad idea. You know, it's my sister Mary's birthday in 2 weeks.
Don't I know? We are best friends. You are so lucky to have a sister. I wish I had one.
That's why I need your advice. I want to buy her something really good, but I don't know what I can give her. Have you decided on the present?
I bought it a long time ago. It is a silk scarf in her favourite colours.
See, you are the best person to help me. I'm helpless at buying presents, and you always know what present to get.
Okay, let's see what we can do. So, how much money have you got?
Like you, I don't have a job, so there's only pocket money. But I've been saving it for half a year, so it should be enough.
I see. Well, she's short of cosmetics, and she'd be happy to get some. I can help you choose, or you can just give her a certificate, and she'll go shopping herself.
No, I don't think it's a good idea. It won't leave a lasting memory. Eventually, she'll throw these things away because they've expired or just finished.
So maybe you can give her a collection of her favourite films or books or CDs. That would be a memorable present.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. The only problem is, I don't know which ones are her favourites, and these shops don't have gift certificates as a rule.
You forgot about me. I can go shopping with you, or I can write a list, and you'll be fine shopping on your own.
I'd be grateful if you wrote a list. Shopping can be time-consuming. You've already helped me so much. I don't want to make you spend more time on me.
I need to go shopping anyway. I need to buy some clothes.
Are you going to Mary's birthday party? I hope you are.
Of course I am.
I'll be there too. So let's go shopping tomorrow afternoon then.
Settled.